Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first listener of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Thank you, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fabulous. It rained all morning, snowed, and now the sun is out, so it's beautiful.
Oh, no, that sounds nice.
It is.
What's been going on this past week?
Well, there's been a lot of things happening, and the interesting thing is a couple of the people that called and had asked me to give my phone number and my address out. I have given my phone number when we start the show and when we end the show.
Right. Well, go ahead.
And I think I thought that was equivalent. So didn't you say they can go to a podcast someplace and listen to the show?
They can do that, yes, absolutely.
I don't know how they do that, but I did tell one of them to go to the podcast and the show would be there. They seemed to know what I was talking about, so the other one didn't have a clue. So I said, well, you can listen to the show and you'll get the answers again.
Right. Well, let's give out your contact information now. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com, and her phone number is 520-896-9510, and you can call her between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time, and she does give the first 15 minutes for free. So with that said, once more, the phone number is 520-896-9510.
And I have to tell you that some lady said, why do you give a free 15 minutes? I said, because you have to get acquainted with someone. You know, I tell you my name, you tell me your name, we talk a little bit, so we kind of know each other a little bit, and then it's a little more comfortable for you to ask a question or me to answer it.
Right, right.
So that's the reason that we do that.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share that this week because I had that from two different people.
Uh-huh.
And it was okay. I mean, they only had one question. I said, that's perfectly fine. If I can answer it, I will. If I can't, I won't. So we laughed, and I answered it, and they hung up.
Okay.
So
well,
that worked.
Alyssa is the first caller of the day, and she wanted to talk about loving yourself so that you don't end up putting yourself down with the shoulds times we carry around.
Right, but I think that what happens is people put themselves down to make somebody tell them that they're not a bad person. Sometimes that's a ploy, and I don't think it's a very good one.
No.
But I don't think anybody should put themselves down for any reason.
Right.
If they feel that they have to improve someplace, then they should get to work on improving it themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How does a person go about loving themselves if they don't feel that way?
Well, the easiest way to do that is growing up as kids, we often are, you know, kids are mean to each other. And sometimes in that process of growing up between the age of about 5 and 12, people say mean things to them, and they hang on to that energy. They hang on to that mean thing. Like somebody said, "Oh, you're ugly. Your mouth is too big, or you're too fat, or whatever." And instead of dropping that stuff and going on growing up, they hang on to it and carry it with them when there's no reason to, because it doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. So I think what we need to do is make people understand that they have to love themselves in a manner in which they can look in the mirror and say, "I like you. You're a wonderful person," and mean it, and then execute it throughout their day. But they have to mean it. You have to mean anything you're going to do if you're going to succeed at it. If you don't have your whole heart in it, you're not going to succeed, right?
Absolutely. Now, it's interesting that a lot of people are taught by religion that God judges us instead of the fact that God loves us unconditionally. And I think that can sometimes create a problem for people, too. What do you think?
It creates a horrible problem, because if God didn't love everybody unconditionally, he couldn't exist. I mean, if you know five people, and one or two out of the five are hard or difficult to be around, what do? You move away. You get into a different group, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What would he do looking at the world if he had to pick and choose? He tries to do the best he can for everybody and goes on about his business, continue doing that as he goes along. It isn't a matter that one is better than the other. People are just different in their thinking and their growing up. People have different opinions of how to do things, and they're not all bad. Some of them are just probably very good.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to share what you know with somebody else to make something better, right?
Right, and that's very good for self-esteem, and that can help with self-love too.
It helps with self-love because it makes it a reason for, there's a reason for self-love.
Yeah.
So that you can speak how you feel and still be able to allow the other person to do the same.
Right, right. Well, what else would you like to say about loving yourself?
I would like to say that I look in the mirror every morning and I thank God for the day ahead, and that I will do the best that I know how. And when evening comes and I'm ready to go to bed, I say, "Okay, Father, I did the best I could. I think I did this correctly. If I didn't, I know I'll get a chance to do it again. And I want to thank you for all your encouragement throughout the entire day, because I used every bit of it."
Well, that's great. And I think that's something else that we can take to heart, and that is to recognize that we're good people and that we do good things, and that sometimes if we make a mistake, we'll just try harder the next time. And all
right.
of those things can help us with self-love, too.
Well, they are self-love, because if you love yourself, you'll try harder next time.
Right, right. Right.
And I think that's real important, and I think little kids should be taught, "Okay, it didn't work today, honey, but we're going to try it again, and we'll think about it, and we'll find another way, and we'll make it work."
Well, I think the other thing that's important is if you make a mistake, don't view yourself as a failure. I mean, that's a big way of putting yourself down.
That's a terrible way.
We all make mistakes. And
how do you learn?
Being human.
If you don't.
Right, right. Everything's a learning opportunity.
Everything is a learning opportunity. You know, even I talked to a man, he was 82 the other day, and he said, "You know, we're going to get snow." I said, "Yes, we are going to get snow, Tom." He said, "I'm not ready for it." I said, "Well, why? What do you mean you're not ready? What do you need?" He said, "Well, I need to change my attitude."
Oh, yeah.
"So how do I do that?" I said, "Okay, we are going to get rain and we might get snow, but if we don't get the water all the plants are going to die. All the trees are going to suffer, drop their leaves. Everything is going to turn brown. It's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. So we have to enjoy rain or snow, whatever we get, and thank God for it and be grateful for it, because if we don't get it, we're not going to have a tree to stand under. And he looked at me. He looked at me for a while. He looked at me, and I thought, oh, here it comes. You know, I figured I was going to get told off. And he looked right at me, and he said, you know, out of the mouths of babes, I can remember telling my grandchildren at a party when it started raining in the middle of our party that we had to have the rain or we wouldn't have flowers and we wouldn't have any trees. Now, he said, you just put me in my place.
Okay. Well, enjoyment is another way to achieving self-love, and so is attitude. We need to maintain that attitude that we are worthy of love, that we're God's beloved children. And when we can keep that attitude and practice gratitude, that goes a long way in terms of preserving yourself.
And it also gives you health.
Yes.
I mean, not just preserving the body, but a healthy body.
Right.
Because when you think well of yourself, the body is going to be harmonious.
Right.
When it's harmonious, you're going to be healthy.
Good point. Well, shall we take a phone call?
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Hi, Alyssa. You're live. What's your question?
Hey, thank you so much. And I appreciate you talking about the self-love stuff. I just wanted to say that for me, that came kind of it's a big issue because my parents were very abusive. So I feel like from a young age, I didn't know how to love myself, and that's something that I've struggled with. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Sure. Well, thank you for suggesting the topic.
Listen,
yeah, of course.
I want to say something to you, because there's many of us who have been badly abused as children by our parents. For whatever reason, it happened. But if you came in to go through that kind of an experience, now this is what I've learned. If we come in to go through that kind of experience and that abuse and that we're not good enough and that we're bad, we're this, we're everything is wrong with us, we're just not top dollar. When it's all over and we're alone and we stand out alone and people come up and speak to us and they are nice, and they honor us for things that we know, and they like our friendship because we are easy to talk to and we are not mean or selfish, we can look at the mirror that night and say, thank you, God, all the preparation to come to the time when I can be equal to everybody out there and be happy to be able to have friends who love me. I know that whatever happened in my childhood built the truth of myself that I could be a good person and I would be liked and loved.
Definitely.
I'm done preaching.
No. I appreciate that. It's definitely a telling thing when you have other people that show you who you are, that are the mirror of yourself.
Right.
Awesome. Well, the question I had, I'm hoping that you can answer for me, is when I'm going to hear from Zach, please.
When you're going to hear from what?
Hear from Zach.
Jack?
Zach.
No.
As in Zachary.
Zach with a Z.
Oh, Zachary. Okay, because I couldn't quite figure out the word. I don't know. I don't see him calling you, so I can't give you an answer on that.
Okay, that works. That was what I was curious about.
Well, and I, if I did, I would say, but I don't see it, and I can't say something I don't see. But I do see
that.
Something for you that is good. I have to tell you, I do see something. I see you working with or being involved with an individual who is very very pleasant and full of laughter, and they work very quickly. They're like you work fast too, but they can meet your speed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I do.
Okay, because that's you're a good speedy worker, and people have a hard time to keep up with you.
Yep.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I see.
No, I definitely have. People have a hard time keeping up with me, which is funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was Zach a boyfriend, Alyssa?
He was somebody that I was interested in.
Uh-huh. Do you see somebody else coming in for her, Ada Marie?
Oh, there will be several people around. She has to pick and choose because she's the kind of a person that would be right there if they picked her. If she picked one of them, they'd jump at it.
She is
very
positive. Empty right now.
Well, I know, but you're very positive, and you move forward in a positive arena in a positive manner.
Thank you.
Nothing grows under your feet.
Try not to.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, honey. Just keep moving.
Will do. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
You guys have a great day.
Thank
you. Too.
Thanks for calling, Alyssa.
Of course. You
guys okay,
have a
goodbye. God bless.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any other callers at present. What would you like to talk about next?
Well, let's talk about feeling good about yourself, your self-preservation.
Uh-huh.
You know, anybody can tell you anything about yourself, but if you don't believe it and you don't act on it, it's useless.
Right.
It's wasted. So if you can't look in the mirror and like the person that looks back at you, you better start to practice. You better start looking at yourself and all of the good points about yourself. And it's not hard to see them if you realize that you can walk, you can talk, you have arms, you have legs, you are in good physical condition. You've got your brain tipped sideways, so you're not thinking positive. So tip it upright, so it's straight up and down, and you'll be positive, you'll be happy, and friends will be looking forward to seeing you when they see you smile. That's what it takes. It takes you liking you. Got it?
I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like me so you can, because if I didn't like me, it wouldn't do you any good, would it?
No, it would not.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the time when people come and I say that to them, I say, I like me so you can. Say it. Come on, I want you to say it. They can hardly say it. It takes me half an hour to get them to say it and mean it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Come on, say it. And then they'll laugh a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because they finally said it, but they felt good when they did.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an important thing, and practice by yourself. Go in front of the mirror and tell that person in the mirror that you're a friend of theirs and you like them and they're healthy and they're happy and you love them and they've got friends. Tell them every positive thing you can think of until it starts to grow and you become the person you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's good advice.
In a class I taught in California, I had 85 students in it. I made everybody write down a few pages to describe themselves, how they wanted to be, the kind of person they wanted to be, and the one person that they knew that was very, very famous and very always appeared to be happy. And you want to know how many people wrote down Eleanor Roosevelt?
How many?
85 people in the class, and 73 of them wrote Eleanor Roosevelt.
Wow.
I was amazed. And I met Mrs. Roosevelt, a wonderful lady. She just exuded a wonderful energy. So I was in high school when they came through. Her and President Roosevelt came on the train. You know, they made a trip on through the country on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in a restaurant. I was in high school, and they came in and had breakfast, and I had the privilege to wait on them. And they were the nicest people. They were so nice.
Aww.
It was wonderful. And she was especially nice. And then in her book she wrote, because she was not beautiful, her grandmother told her, beauty is inside. You go inside and you love yourself and you treat yourself with respect and you be kind to people and they will love you too.
That's very true.
And it was, but you know, just the fact that I was getting to serve her breakfast was a thrill to me. She was beautiful already, but that was a thrill. Her and Franklin came and I served them breakfast.
Oh, nice.
So that was they got off the train and came in the restaurant. We only had one in town, so there weren't many choices. But I was working that morning and I got to wait on them, and it was really a privilege for me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they were very nice people, very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask them for an autograph because I was too shy to do anything like that. Because I think that's an infringement on people's privacy to do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, that isn't what they came for. They came for breakfast.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you have to have within yourself the things that if you wouldn't like to have somebody do something to you, don't do it to them.
Right, and we need to maintain awareness of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about awareness.
Okay. Where do you want to go? In fact, I will give you an awareness. This morning we woke up to snow, snowing. Right now I'm sitting in front of that big window and there isn't a drop of snow anyplace and the road is dry and it's very quiet and I am very much aware that it's cold outside even if it don't look like it.
Yeah, well that's certainly awareness at a basic level. Let's come back to the topic. We do have another caller here.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 917, what is your name, please?
Hi, it's Monica.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
What question do you have today?
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. I have to find some opportunities, and I found something, but then it wasn't a good fit. It was an arrangement between two people.
Yeah.
The hours wasn't a good fit for the other person and late hours. I'm just, I don't know if this is the thing for me to do. And it feels like a setup for failure to constantly find a fit for two
people.
It
is a setup for failure. Listen to me. When you go to interview or to do something with somebody, especially if you don't know them well, don't agree to do something that you know is going to be almost impossible for you to do. Always know that there's something better coming along, and there is something better coming for you. So don't worry. Just wait until you find the right job with the right people and the right hours, and you will find it, and it won't take very long.
I mean, I keep, finding these placements for these people, and they can't meet the expectations of the outside world. It's an insane kind of situation I'm in. I don't like it. And there are other companies that are successful at it, but I don't know how they do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing
to
establish.
Well, then get out
here.
Of it. Yeah, get out of
yeah,
it
I'm
and
just
find
not...
something else.
Yeah, I
Absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely. Okay, because you'll find
Thank
something
you.
Right away because you've been had this crazy experience.
Yeah, I have been.
So look. Yeah.
Don't take it too seriously, right?
Yeah, you will. As long as you're looking and as long as your heart is right, you will find it, and it'll come quick.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad it, you know, on some level, at least my boss will see how challenging this is, and to keep doing it is insane.
Yeah, well, you need a different boss.
Yeah.
You need, you need to find somebody else to work for.
Thank you.
Anything else?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No,
are
that
you there?
Was it, Roy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. Okay. Well, what else would you like to say about awareness?
Well, there's so much, I don't know what end to start. Awareness means that you become aware of everything around you and all the things that are happening. And it's very, very difficult to do that if you're in a big company or a big situation, because you can't always know everything.
Right. Well, you can listen to your gut.
Well, that's what I do. I listen to my heart.
That's what Monica was doing.
Right, and she did well.
Yeah, yeah. She knew that something was insane.
Right.
Yeah.
And she would find something different. And I've always done that. If you listen to the voice inside, I went into a company one time. They had a wonderful office in a beautiful place. And I walked in the door, and I said, I think I'm in the wrong place. And the lady was just so sweet and sugary and sickening. And she wasn't going to let me go. And I said, well, just a minute. I have to go down the hall here. And I never went back, but it was obviously something not good in that office. And later on, I had somebody tell me in another job I had that they had a lot of trouble, and some company came and shut them down. I don't know what it was. I didn't know. I didn't want to know. I just knew when I walked in there I was in the wrong place. I felt it.
Yeah, you listened to your heart on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we do have another caller.
Okay.
Area code 203, what's your name, please?
Yeah, hi, my name is Anne. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I didn't catch your name.
Anne?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Anne.
Hi there.
Hi. What is your question?
Oh, I figured, you know, if you could get anything on romance, maybe you ought to reconnect with a one from a long time ago. I'm thinking during this full moon, you know?
You what?
She's wondering about reconnecting with somebody from a long time ago.
That could be true. You could do that. I don't know that it'll be extremely successful, but at least you'll be good friends for a long, long time.
That's really my goal.
Well, then that's a good connection.
So then that would be good, but I haven't had communication, so I thought maybe you might see something on that. Yeah.
I see that the connection with the person is good. I see that you're a little leery about
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
Like there's something that you don't feel good about.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. In making the reconnection.
Okay, so...
Think about that, and then you'll see how it opens up and you can get through it.
Okay. So you think this is
going to be... Because
fairly soon?
Yes. Ooh, that came quick. Well, uh-huh. Anytime something comes quick, it happens quick.
Uh-huh. Well, it happened quick the first time. It happened quick the first
Pardon?
Time. It happened quick the first time in about 3 to 4 years, so we'll see.
It's been 3 to 4 years, Anne?
No, it's been long, much longer than that. It was 3 to 4 years at the time.
Oh, I see. How long has it been since you've been in communication?
It has been about 7 years since I spoke to him. He tends to get around, you know.
Oh, well, that's
like
not
just,
good.
You know, not be reachable. He doesn't, I don't know why, doesn't communicate at all.
Well, he might be fearful, you know. If he don't get around, he might be fearful of communicating too much.
Okay.
He stays
well,
in his own little world.
Oh, really? Okay. See, I was a person that worked all the time. And then last year, I retired. So now I have time for me. I have time to semi-clean my house, you know, get rid of stuff and try to figure out what I want to do. So.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Well,
I was kind of hoping I would hear. I did speak to him live that time, but he was on his merry way to a oil job or something, you know, like an oil tanker, like a mechanic on an oil tanker or something like that.
Oh,
he's
I
always
see.
Always near the ocean. Always near the ocean. When I met him, he was a fisherman.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to wait because if he's on a tanker and you're on the shore, there's a little distance there.
I don't know whether he's still doing that. I don't know if he's still doing that or not. I mean, that was some years ago. So, but I just don't know, you know. But if you think I'm going to hear from him, that would be a good thing, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know where he is, and I don't see him around you at this time.
Okay. Well, he had been in Vermont previously. I don't know whether he went back.
Okay. Well, he could be around, but I don't see him in your right around you.
Oh no, I don't.
Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to him. No.
Yeah, because I don't see that you've communicated much.
No, that's why I'm.
It might help him.
Okay, I'm thinking more that it would be something out of the blue. You know, that's why I was asking you.
Mm-hmm. But you'd have to make communication before you could make any kind of a friendship there.
Oh, I know that. Yes, that would
mm-hmm.
would have to be. That would have that connection would have to be there, definitely.
Right. And does he know where you are?
Yes. He asked me if I was still here when I spoke to him, and I said yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that's a good thing. Sounds like you'll get together.
Well, okay. I appreciate your assistance, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, what I'm seeing is that you're not giving the whole story, but the fact is that he's a little more of a distance than normal, so it'll be a while before he comes back, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like summertime.
So you're saying he's still far away from where I am?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
But he will be back, and it'll be close to summer. Pardon?
Okay. Oh, it will be close to summer. Okay.
Yeah, late spring.
Late spring.
You'll see him in the late spring.
I'll see him in the late spring. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So that'll be a nice reunion.
That would be very good. I really think so.
I think so too.
I'm thinking that like a phone call would happen. I don't think this is a person that's into the internet, to tell you the truth. Just a little bit older than that. So, I mean, I think he's barely into a cell phone, probably. Just not that type of person, you know. Either doesn't need it, or maybe has support now, you know. You don't need it. It's an expense you don't need. I have other friends like that. You know?
Right,
but I was hoping that I would get the phone call to know the lay of the land, you know, like, what's going to happen possibly.
But that won't come until later. That'll come more like in April or May. that phone call.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very interesting.
That's when you'll get the phone call, yeah.
Okay.
Then
I'll see about that then. I appreciate your assistance. I appreciate you're looking into it for me.
Well, you'll be very happy when you reconnect.
I will, he will, we both will, or?
Yeah, you both will, I guess.
Wait, you know what's interesting is I had someone tell me a very long time ago that it would be around this time frame in terms of my age and his age that I would hear from him. And I was not too happy about that at the time because you have a lot of years in between, you know. But I'm beginning to think that what that person told me was true. Unfortunately, I have a feeling that person that told me that is not around anymore. Her name was Judith. I think Judith might be in spirit now. So.
Yeah.
But
so,
you watch.
He'll show up.
Excuse me?
I said you watch for him. He'll show up.
Okay, she seemed to think it was going to revolve around a real estate purchase of his, not mine, but his.
Mm-hmm.
That he would want input on. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't even know whether he has the funds for that. So, you know, that's where
I don't see that happening, but it could happen. Anything can happen, you know.
Anything can happen. This is true. When God decides to smile, God is always smiling on us. So, you know, it does happen.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it.
But you will see him. You're welcome. Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Good night. Okay, honey.
Good night. I'm just going to stay on to listen. Thank you if you're still on. I'm just going to listen. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, we were talking a little about awareness. I'm not sure where we left off.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Well, we talked about awareness at a basic level, physical. Of course, we need to be conscious of what's going on around us and within us in order to maintain that sense of awareness.
Right. We need to be accepting of some of the things that are going on around us so that we don't get caught up in something that really doesn't do us any good. And stay among the things that are helpful and are good for us.
Right.
And sometimes things are filled with flattery. They are usually dangerous.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and people should be careful of people that are just too flat. I mean, too much flattery is dangerous.
Well, that has to do with discernment, being able to intuit what's going on in the moment.
Right. And they should be ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
So too much flattery means you want to run and run fast.
Right. Yeah, those charmers are usually trouble.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't fail. That's how they survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not good. Well, but sometimes people are—they're not charming, but they're friendly, and they have an agenda. And usually, you can find that out after talking with them a few times.
Uh huh.
And you can kind of get a feel for what they're up to.
Yeah. Well, that certainly involves awareness.
It does involve awareness, and it involves the fact that the person listening has to be listening with their heart and in their inner consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't, they miss out the important part of what they need to know.
Right. Well, what else can we say about awareness?
Well, the real thing about awareness is each individual person is endowed with a certain amount of awareness. They are all endowed, all of us are endowed with a certain amount of awareness that keeps us from getting hurt, getting burned, falling down, all of those things, a certain amount of awareness that is built into every individual. So when children are growing up and they have good parents to teach them how to become aware of that awareness and tell them, now when such and such is going on, then this and this could happen, or that and that could happen, or it's something you need to stay away from. And if parents raise their children to do that, there's a lot less problems for kids growing up.
Well, it certainly has a lot to do with staying in the moment, doesn't it?
In the moment all the time, from the time they wake up till they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
To be aware of every moment, to be aware of every kind word, to be aware of everything, to watch around them to see that they're okay and they're not doing something that's going to harm them. Themselves, not somebody else so much as themselves.
And to monitor their thoughts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that they stay positive.
They've got to stay positive. There's no other way. If you are not positive, you cannot succeed. Because negativity brings on negativity.
Yeah.
If you're a negative person, you're going to have negative thoughts and you're going to have negative experiences.
Right. Right.
And they come one after the other. Somebody said, I got a bushel of trouble. I said, well, how many weeks did it take you to conjure up all that junk?
Yeah.
And they just look at me. They say, what do you mean? I said, you were feeling sorry for yourself or you were thinking bad thoughts. They come home to roost now. It's been, 3 months, 4 months? Well, I said, they've come home to roost. Now you figure out how you did it.
Yeah.
And then you can get out of it.
That's right, right. Well, we've all been given minds that we can use to sort through whatever comes our way, and we can learn, and we can change our ways. If something's not working for us, as you say, we can figure it out and find a better way.
Find a better way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're first teaching kids how to pick weeds. You teach them how to pick the weeds from the flowers. And sometimes it's kind of hard, and they accidentally pick a little flower. But by having a problem and making it wrong once, they learn never to do it again.
Right.
See?
Right.
If they're talked to nicely and they understand that these things happen, so you have to be very careful when you're picking weeds out of the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's picking weeds out of anything, picking the weeds out of your garden of thought.
Right.
You
got
to pick them out, throw them away, and get beyond me.
Yeah.
But if you hold on to negative thoughts, you're going to bring other negative things into your life. You don't want to do that. You want to have a positive life. If you think, I just don't like this. This is terrible weather. And yet they want the sunshine. They want the flowers. They want the trees. What are we going to do if we don't get this rain?
That's right.
We're not going to have it.
Yeah. So we need to recognize that there's a silver lining to every dark cloud.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very it's very, very possible that some people just get down on themselves to the point that they can't see anything positive in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't like themselves. So they should practice looking in the mirror and saying, I like you, whatever your name is. I like me, so you can. So that they can like themselves. They're real people. They can like themselves when they choose to do that. And people say to me, how do you do it? I said, very carefully. You get in that bathroom and you stand there and you wash your face and hands with soap and water and you dry your face and say, I like you. You're a very nice person. And point right at yourself. And do it until you can't laugh anymore. Because you laugh so much you can't laugh anymore. And pretty soon it'll start to feed into your brain that you really do like yourself.
Right.
You really are a good person. You are very positive, and you are very likable.
Yeah.
And you might walk around with a smile on your face.
There you go. Well, is there anything else you want to say today?
I can't think of anything else. I just wanted to be sure that, you know, people look at them, they start by liking themselves, and then they build friendships. If they like themselves, they'll build friendships. If they don't like themselves, they can't build a friendship. So that's something they need to think about and work on.
Right. And it sounds like we've come full circle, because we started off talking about self-love, and that's where we ended up. So that sounds like a good place to stop.
That is a good time for today. And thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.